And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host for today's program. I think you're going to enjoy it. We're going to talk about motivation, motive and motivation, and why so many people today are listless and without motivation, and why so many people are tired all the time. You know, of course, I have to say, first of all, I'm not a doctor, so if you're tired all the time, you need to get yourself checked out physically. Go to a doctor and make sure there's nothing wrong with you, okay? That's number one. But if you get yourself checked out physically and there's nothing wrong with you, then you got to look at some other factors. One, of course, is the food. People aren't eating right. We eat food that is way too... See, there's so many things wrong with today's food. I mean, you could start with the genetically modified food and the denatured food, you know, like white flour and so on. And then, of course, a lot of the vegetables, you know, are covered with pesticides unless you get certified organic or you know, grow your own. They're covered with pesticides, see, and fungicides and who knows what. And then they're grown in depleted soil, okay? So there, right off the bat there, it's not so good. And, you know, and then, I mean, there's just, I mean, I can begin to tell you, I mean, over the years, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about health, had some little issues myself, and my son had a couple of little issues, and so we dealt with them, and I, because I'm a very aware person. See, because I'm very aware. See, I look for clues and I explore. And I check things out and I'm rather intuitive about finding the right doctor, see, the right dentist, see, finding the right source of information. See, there's so many. You have to be very aware and you have to be rather intuitive, so that you're not, you know, going to the wrong source. So that's why God gives us intuition. That's why he gives us intuition. So a lot of times I'm able to make a lot of discoveries about things, okay? And so you just have to be that way too, but right now you're undoubtedly way too lost in your thinking. Most people are way too lost in their thinking and in their imagination and lost in their music and their video games. They're basically hypnotized and lost in the imagination, totally distracted by their video games and their texting. People walk around with the iPhone in their hand all the time or the Android in their hand. It's unbelievable. People are lost in their music and their video, you know, music videos. And they go on the internet and they surf the internet, they get lost there, and then there's their Facebook and social media, and they're just so lost in those things. They don't have it, they're very, very unaware, which is not good. See, human beings were made to be aware. But when we're lost, hypnotically lost and totally distracted in our gadgets, then, or in our imagination, lost in our thinking, and then when people make mistakes, they're so lost in their gadgets, so lost in their dreaming and daydreaming and in their music and everything, they make mistakes. They go out in the world and make mistakes with their relationships and so on. Then what do? Then they worry. They plan and scheme to try to make things right, and then they make it worse, and then they worry and worry. Finally, when they see all they do is make things worse, they sit around and worry all the time and are afraid of doing anything, and now they're in worse shape than ever. Thank you.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. We're talking about people today who don't seem to have any motivation. So what motivates people now? Well, first of all, anger. People are motivated by anger. They get angry. And then they storm around and say, I'll show them, I'll prove to them. People are motivated by resentment. See, different forms of resentment. I'll get even with him, so he stepped out on me, he cheated on me. You see what I mean? They'll get a new job, they'll lose weight, they'll do all kinds of things, just motivated by resentment to prove to somebody something or show them. And they were motivated by challenges. People are always challenging us in school, in sports, at work. Challenge, 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 which is an advanced form of tease. Teasing you and teasing you and teasing you. So ever since when you were little kids, how many of you were allowed to just be? You just go outside and play in God's great outdoors and have plenty of time to play and to discover? Or were you always, and I say this, there's such a difference between the child that's just, see, if you leave a child with nothing to do, then he'll find things to do. You'll get sticks and rocks or get items from home and make things and build things. And it's amazing what kids will do. If you always give them something and they become used to getting something, see, being given something, a video game, an internet site to go to learn. See what I mean? Always something stimulating. They become totally stimulus response animals. Unable to reach within and find their own motivation. See, that's where you have to find your motivation is when, see, if you have, when you just sit quietly and if you have nothing to do, then the child will find something to do. Of course, you don't want to leave children alone. They might find something naughty to do. But you know what I mean. I mean, your mom is there and the child says, oh, I want this, I want candy, I want this toy, blah, blah, blah. Nope, so the child just sits there, no TV, there's no TV. Child is bored, but how long is the child going to sit there bored? The child's going to say, I'm bored. And if mommy doesn't immediately rush to give him something or do something, then just let him sit there and be bored for about 3 minutes, and then what? He's going to find something to do. Okay? He'll grab some crayons and paper, or he'll start building something. See? Well, you got the idea. So we're totally stimulus response animals. We react to text message. We react to the push here and click there on the internet. See? We react to the sports game that we watch on TV. Oh, he just scored a touchdown, so we scream, yay! Oh no, we got intercepted, oh boo! React, react, react. Go to work, sit there like a bump on a log, and then the boss comes out and gives a motivational speech to motivate you. You got the idea. We have become absolutely dependent on outside stimulation to function. That's why some people, if there's nothing to motivate them, they have no motivation and no energy. See, all of their energy has been angry energy or stimulus response energy. See, or they take artificial stimulants, or they're given Ritalin. See, or they drink a lot of coffee and Red Bull and take antidepressants. See, serotonin reuptake inhibitors and all this kind of stuff they take. So they've been overly stimulated. Overly stimulated and externally stimulated. So they get burned out. People actually get burned out. Or when you take drugs, and what happens is, like, let's say a child takes Ritalin, his brain doesn't like Ritalin. And the excessive stimulation causes the body to begin shutting down, so it's not excessively stimulated. And so now it takes more and more to achieve the same effect, because the nerves shut down, or the brain cells die, or whatever happens, see, to limit the excessive stimulation. The body does not want to be excessively stimulated. The nerves don't want to be excessively stimulated, so they find a way not to be. See, but then it takes more and more and more substance. See, so eventually that's why a person can then not function. If he becomes so addicted to the stimulants that you can't function without them. Or he feels terrible and goes into withdrawal, discontinuation syndrome without them. You see what I mean? So I see it in driving too. I see people, they drive and then they react. Somebody's slow in front of them, they react, they become angry. See, they drive by them really fast and angrily and cut them off, because all they know how to do is react. So it's very, very sad to see people degraded to the point that they're nothing but stimulus response animals. So you don't want to be that way. Hello everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Mike is a neat guy. He had a lot of issues, a lot of issues. He solved them all. He learned how to reach within. See, that's what we need to do. Just remember I said the little child sitting there, he's bored, nothing to do. Mommy, I need something. And if mommy doesn't let him watch TV or doesn't let him play a video game, or doesn't give him something stimulating to eat or to drink or to watch or to do, just lets him sit there, the child will be bored. But how long will the child be bored? About 3 minutes. He'll find something to do, or she'll find something to do. You see what I mean? Well, all right then. So we're so externally motivated that we have lost the ability. Thanks to the educational system, and thanks to unaware parents, and thanks to all the motivators and the challengers and the coaches and the drug dealers and the pharmacologists and everybody. That's all they've ever done is stimulate, 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 stimulate. Pressure, pressure, tease, tease, challenge, challenge. Now people don't know how, can't function from within. Okay, so how do you begin to function from within again? Well, see, the other thing is people get burned out. I remember 20, 30 years ago, they talked about burnout. You know, people that were on a job and they worked really hard, and then when it got into their 30s or 40s, all of a sudden they had burnout. Well, now people are suffering from burnout when they're 20. It's not the same kind of burnout, though. It's not from working really hard and being challenged and doing a lot of work. It's kind of a more free-floating burnout from being excessively stimulated every moment of the day, everywhere you go. Bright lights. Just go to a typical website nowadays, and there's all kinds of things and ads coming on and things flashing and colorful and excessive stimulation. It's distractive, it's hypnotic, but it tires and fatigues as it fascinates and holds your attention and distracts. It also fatigues. See, and it also makes us jaded. We find a way. Remember I said that the nerves find a way not to be excessively stimulated when people keep loading them up with some drug? They find a way. They die. Some of them die, or they stop taking in the drug. They become resistant. You know, like you hear about this insulin resistance, you know, that sort of thing, except with the nerves. So then the people become like perseverating zombies. You see, kids that take too much of the drugs and then they just sit there like zombies, see? Doing something over and over and over again. So, what was the point I was going to make? It was such a good point. So we're excessively stimulated and we also become jaded. So just in the same way that our body finds a way not to be excessively stimulated by drugs by shutting down in some way or another, likewise our attention, and of course also, you know, involving our brain and our nerves, finds a way not to be overstimulated. So we become to the point where we can stare at something and tune all the things out we see. Okay, so all the flashing little videos and the little ads and everything that come on the screen, we find a way just to ignore them. See? And so now people walk around, you see, they don't look at each other, they don't talk to each other, they don't react to each other. Okay, they need super stimulation. They need a super, super, super exciting web page in order to function. A Facebook page. They can't sit quietly and talk to someone, hardly. See how that works? So then they become totally jaded. You know, they talk about Generation X and Generation RX and Generation this and the Me Generation. Well, this is Generation Pornography. People watching pornography, they become jaded. See? So they have premarital sex, they watch pornography. By the time they're 20 years old, they're jaded and burned out. Very sad. Very, very sad. Not good. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So what you need is to get centered, refine your center of dignity, wean yourself from the excessive stimulations, and begin to function from your own inner ground of good. Begin to function from intuition and from inner promptings, see, instead of external teas. That's the secret. Delicate inner promptings. You know, they talk about the still small voice, still meaning silent. See, God gives us intuition so we can wordlessly know things. But you have to pay attention. You have to learn to pay attention. You have to be able to sit still, wean yourself from all the excessive stimulations and external teases and taunts and challenges and torments. They'll still be out there. I'm not saying to go hide on the side of a mountain. And a recluse. See, that's what some people do. See, they don't know how to deal with all the external teases and challenges and so on and so forth. So they go sit on the side of a mountain somewhere in Tibet or in a monastery. Well, see, that's not the answer either. See, Jesus was out in the world. He and the apostles and the disciples, they were right there. They worked with their hands. See, they were right there with the people. They didn't hide. Okay? Yes, Jesus sometimes. See, you have to find a way to go off. First, go off by yourself. Go find a quiet time to meditate properly. And you need to know how to meditate properly, too. See, most meditations are just more escape. Mantras, see, chanting, visualization. All those, they're just all more hypnosis. That's all they are, is hypnosis, distraction, escape. See, yeah, you might find peace, but it's a peace apart from God. Not good. But meditating properly, you actually become centered. See, you become centered, calm, and you refine your God-given intuition. What you know in your heart, what you wordlessly know in your heart, you refine that, the inner light. Then you can see, so now you're centered. Now you're pre-armed with patience. See? Pre-armed with patience. Now you go out in the world. Okay, and you meet the vicissitudes of life, and you drive through traffic, and you deal with your husband, your wife, your kids, your neighbor, your co-worker. See? But now you're pre-armed with patience and understanding and reason. Okay? So now you're, what you say and what you do flows from within, and you become spontaneous. Spontaneous and alive again and self-impelled. Self-motivated. Okay? It's so beautiful. So that's what you need. Okay? But like I said, you might need a little time just to unwind. You might need a little time. Who knows how much time? A few days, a few weeks, a few months? I don't know. Most people are so unhealthy. Wrong food, the wrong associations, and excessively stimulated and all burned out and jaded and fatigued and overwrought. They need to have a little time, just like kids need a little time to be, just to quietly play. You need a little time to unwind and relax and recuperate, replenish, and so your body can repair itself. Now it's all frazzled and, see, from wrong food, the wrong this, the wrong that, excessive stimulation. See, you've always forced the body, or other people have always forced compliance, forced attendance, forced stimulation, forced attention. Everything is forced. They either seductively try to seduce you, or they force with cruelty, with tease, with challenges and pressures. So a little time for your body to recover and relax, to repair itself and to regather your your sources. And at the same time, meditate properly. Have excellent meditations. Then you can go out in the world restored and refreshed and begin to function like you were always meant to. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living, and I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good if you could just learn to function from your intuition and learn to be patient with other people and patient with yourself and begin to flow spontaneously from within. My name is Roland. Please visit my website, commonsensecounseling.org, and give the meditation a try. Would you please have a brand new easy meditation? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.